Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life. And to ever.
What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if the American people learn the truth?
Well, I have a number of people from whom I get policy. I'm talking to Frank Gaffney. I talked to Richard Haass.
And Richard Haass served under Colin Powell during this Bush administration over at the State Department. He's now the president of the Council on Foreign Relations.
The idea of a one world community, a new world order. You know, they see that.
They see themselves as a government as opposed to a group of world leaders or people with influence at a global level who are talking about global issues, do they?
They see themselves as headhunters. They'll get an up and coming politician who they think may be president or prime minister one day, and as globalist industrialist leaders who believe that politics shouldn't be in the hands of the politicians.
People talk to me about, you know, the issue of Republican versus Democrat as if they don't get it. And I say, look, here's the way you get it. It's organized crime. All you do is you call the Republicans the Genoveses and you call the Democrats the Gambinos. The people at the top, they treat it like a crap game, like it's their crap game, like they're making lots of money. Occasionally, somebody at the table shoots each other, but the moment anything threatens their crap game, they all unite to protect it. They're both controlled by the same financial, economic, and corporate interests.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations
a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
It used to be more secretive. You know, the new world order was talked about 30 or 40 years ago, and nobody would say it out and open. Now they
right.
talk about the new world order, or they just think the world would be better off if we had one
yeah.
world government.
Right.
I don't. I mean, I don't even like the size of our federal government, let alone one world government.
It's a need for a new world order.
Within the next 4 years, we will see the emergence of a new international order.
The beginning of a new international order.
But there's a very, very clear-cut and easily identifiable system in place that puts all of these elements, from media control to government control to energy control, together into one apparatus working together effectively towards its final goal, which is, you know, global control.
A new world is emerging. It is a new world order.
It's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, and that is a new world order.
There is a cabal, a conspiracy, if you will, to take control of the United States, lead us into a one world government run by them.
Americans have been taught to expect their salvation from government instead of recognizing government as the most dangerous threat they'll face in their lives.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted
influence, I'm listening.
Whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
All right, everybody, how you doing? Joseph Gibson, broadcast from Greensboro, North Carolina. You know, I want to follow up a little bit on Friday night's emergency broadcast. If you missed the emergency broadcast, this program that we had, you need to go by and archive. Dr. Peter Ventura, I see your phone number here. You got a few minutes. You got a couple things you may want to add here tonight. Just give me 2-3 minutes for the introduction, and I'll go ahead and connect you. Again, if you missed Friday night's show, it was a spectacular show. I had Brother Lewis, who lives out in California, and Dr. Peter Ventura on, and we discussed what had happened in the Middle East with the 59 Tomahawk missiles that struck the Syrian airbase that supposedly had hands-on chemical weapons attack on people in Syria, where Assad apparently... President Assad of Syria apparently chemically weaponed his own people and members of ISIS. So what happens if Assad is removed? ISIS is going to be in control. So what are we doing here? Are we trading one dictatorship for another like we did in Egypt? We got rid of Mubarak, and what did we get? The Muslim Brotherhood. We got rid of Gaddafi in Libya. What did we get? The Muslim Brotherhood, Sharia law. What happens when Assad is removed from power? What will we get? ISIS? Is that what you want? You know, what next? From what I've been told and from what I've heard and monitoring news reports, 2 United States destroyers and 1 aircraft carrier are now heading towards North Korea. Will Donald Trump attack North Korea as he did Syria? I think he would need a larger military strike than what he had done in Syria. okay? So right now what I want to do is I want to bring Dr. Peter Ventura on, give his take on things, and he does live on a military base. He's a Navy veteran. His wife, he works with veterans daily. His wife works with veterans, people just coming out of the military. What's the scuttlebug? What's the word? What's going on? And how do veterans feel about what's going on? This is very interesting. And callers, don't drop. If you want to be heard, callers, I saw a few callers already drop. Listen, you want to be heard, press the number one, and I'll connect you. Remember, it's your show. Without you, there is no show. So don't get impatient. Just press the number one, and I'll connect you. Anyway, Dr. Ventura, you're connected. Go ahead. Welcome to the program tonight. How you doing?
Hi, Joseph. How are you? Welcome, listening audience. Thank you for having me this evening. I certainly appreciate that. It's funny you should say that. I was today performing a wedding for military veterans in Coronado, California, and they, you know, that's where the SEAL base is and the naval base. There was some talk. We did have a little roundtable discussion about the events going on in the world, and one of the things that I mentioned was my concern about Iran, who's the greatest sponsor of terrorism in the world. And he said, Iran is not a problem for the United States. This is what one of the fellows said, one of the older military gentlemen. He said he felt that Iran will not be a problem for the United States because Israel's going to take care of them eventually. When they become nuclear capable, Israel will take care of Iran. So we really don't have to worry about that. And that'll stop a lot of the exporting of terrorism. As far as our next move in Syria, I think the people misunderstood what happened in Syria and what the intent, and this is my understanding of the intent of Donald Trump, was to send a message to Assad that we as a civilized world will not tolerate men. It's one thing you're having a civil war. It's another thing when people are incidentally killed as a war goes on. It's another thing when you intentionally murder children and parents with chemical weapons. And so the message was, hey, we're not going to have it. You want to fight a civil conventional war, you can fight it, but don't expect us to sit by while you gas children and that type of atrocities, especially with weapons that were outlawed by the Geneva Convention. Now, as far as ISIS goes, we're still continuing to fight ISIS. If Assad leaves the regime, that's a good question. That's the key question here. What would happen to Syria in itself in that general area? Well, ISIS, you have to understand that there's a lot of nations people don't understand. Take Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is paying men to fight their war. They're fighting their own civil war, and that's going on against terrorism. Plus, they're funding other terrorist organizations to fight other terrorist organizations that are threats to them. And so they're exporting just as much as everybody else in the Middle East. And they have the money to do it. They're spending a fortune on it. And so Saudi Arabia is another problem. North Korea.
And Dr. Ventura, hang on. Area code 206, I saw you on there. I don't know. 206 reminds me of somebody. press the number one, anyone who wants to get on. I'd welcome you on the program. But anyway, carry on about ISIS, Dr. Ventura. And everyone's welcome here, even if you're not on subject or on cue or on topic. And I got another blog talk show here I'm communicating with on Facebook while you're talking. And they may call in live. Okay, my show hasn't aired yet. Please contact me. All right, fine. I'll contact them maybe after Dr. Ventura. But anyone who wants to participate in tonight's program, all you got to do is press the number one. We got about 32 callers on the line tonight, and I don't see any people pressing the number one. So, Dr. Ventura, please continue.
I think that the problem we have in the Middle East with ISIS is I think we're isolating them. Raqqa's the last stronghold, and once Raqqa's gone, and they're taken out of Raqqa, the people that are fighting for ISIS have been discouraged, and many of them have defected. There is a Syrian war going on. There's no question it's a civil war. And
listen, Dr. Ventura, let's play devil's advocate here. Someone called into a radio show. I monitor the airwaves all the time because I am part of the media. And someone said, okay, They bomb babies with chemical weapons. Well, what difference does it make how you kill babies? Is it better to kill them with bombs or chemical weapons? So why should Donald Trump all of a sudden take action and start using Tomahawk missiles and getting the United States involved? I mean, what difference does it make? We're killing babies all over the world with bombs, bullets, and what have you. So what's the difference between chemical weapons and a conventional warfare? I mean, babies are dying.
Well,
so what the hell's the difference?
I think the difference is in this manner. In every war, there's always civilian casualties. There's no question about that. And those are not intentional casualties. When you have the intent to specifically kill children and knowing you're going to kill them, it's different if I make an airstrike and I'm saying I'm going to make a precision airstrike and an incidental killing happens. I'm not for killing anybody, but I'm saying there's a difference between that and somebody saying, okay, I'm just going to gas a whole city full of people. I'm just going to kill everybody, and who cares? And that's really the attitude and that fierceness. And that was, you know, Russia's in on that. You know, Russia in 2013 made an agreement with the United States and the world that they would isolate the weapons that Syria had that were chemical weapons that Assad had stockpiled. Now, either they didn't do
it. Dr. Ventura, just for new callers, for the new callers that are calling in now, we got a few more. Now we're up to about 40 on the line, and I got about a dozen in the chat room, and about three or four messaging me on Facebook. So, and I don't know how many others listening on the queue. But you met with veterans today. You work with veterans. You said you had done a wedding in Coronado, California, where a lot of the SEALs do their training, and you had a little round table today. So this is where Dr. Ventura is getting his information, folks. This isn't just him speaking. He spoke with people who are coming out of the war live, people who just got out of the war, people who've been there, done it, done that, seen it, been there. You understand what I'm saying? This isn't somebody who's talking out his rear end right now. This is somebody who's relaying information from people who've been there and done that. Very important to know. Okay? Go ahead. Carry on, Dr. Ventura, please. And anyone else who wants to jump in the conversation, press the number one. Okay? Go ahead, Dr. Ventura.
And you're right. There is a dilemma. But the intent, I don't believe, of Trump, nor do the veterans, was to get into the civilian war going on. We have our own fight with ISIS, and that's who we're fighting. But remember that Russia had promised in an agreement with the United States in 2013 to isolate those weapons and of chemical weapons, which they didn't do. They didn't do. They were complicit or they were incompetent. And so the United States, you know, the day of the pandemic.
No, I believe, you know what I believe, Dr. Ventura, not to interrupt, you know what I believe? I believe Syria did transfer the chemical weapons over to Russia, but during the Obama administration, Russia transferring back to Syria without anyone looking. That's what I heard also, and it's scuttlebug.
Well,
what do you think about that?
That's a significant possibility. But remember, Russia, and as we said before in biblical prophecy about the bear, you know, the Bible prophecies in the end time, the bear gets up, you know, and he's got those three bones in his teeth, and he's looking to conquer. And so Russia right now, everybody's a little nervous because they're not quite sure what Donald Trump's about to do. But I know one thing, like you said, there's destroyers and an aircraft carrier heading back towards North Korea. And people are uncertain as to what would happen there. But we do know this. We do know that Donald Trump met with the president of China and was so bold enough that dinner to lean over and tell him we just bombed Syria. So
that's right.
The message is that we're a sovereign nation. We are the most powerful nation in the world. We believe we have God on our side. And that we are not going to tolerate the threats and the threats to our children and our grandchildren of the future of rogue nations acting beyond moral values or any kind of moral standards, such as this guy in North Korea. And so the message to North Korea.
Oh, this guy in North Korea is a surely everyone on the queue tonight and in the call lines will agree with me. This guy in North Korea has murdered his own brothers. Has murdered all his cousins. This guy is a whack job. Totally whack.
Well, he's,
but Dr. Ventura,
he's no different.
Dr. Ventura.
He's no different than Saddam Hussein.
Well, Saddam Hussein had a cause, though, in a way. Saddam Hussein
had
a cause.
Hussein, Saddam Hussein was the type of man that if every morning you said hello to him when you went in to the meeting and you failed to say hello, he'd execute you because he was afraid you were going to do something. And that's why you didn't say hello.
All right. Well, Dr. Ritter, right now, if you've got the time, hang on. Dr. Ritter, right now, I've got area code 302 on. He was a guest on Thursday night show. And I gave him about 20 minutes. I can't give you that much time. I gave him 30 minutes, actually, last. I can't give you that much time right now. But this individual does believe that, look, religion is the cause of everything that's going on around the world today. And if we would back off a little bit here and start getting back to, people having common decency and everyone loving one another instead of this religious division that we have where homosexuals are evil, they're worthy of death, like the Bible says, or the Quran, which says, hey, you're an infidel, I have a right to lie to you to and then kill you, or Buddhism, or blah, blah, or Catholicism, the Pope. You know, this gentleman here has a different take, and I want to give him about 10 minutes to introduce himself and talk his talk and walk his walk, because everyone has a chance on this program. And then, Dr. Ventura, I'd like you to give another, I guess you could say, take on what he has to say. So, area code 302, 206 dropped. I don't know why. You keep popping in my call screen here, and then you take off on me. So, could be a crank caller. Could be one of those guys out there from TRS or the Captain Show, or Rudy Orr, maybe, or Raquel Clay. And if anyone remembers, we've been in constant dilemma with these losers, Captain Kangaroo from New York, and Rudy Orr, the redneck scumbag from Mount Airy, North Carolina, and that's what he is, and Raquel Clay, the Facebook whore, because that's what she is, Raquel Clay, that's what you are. And anyone else who wants to jump in the conversation here tonight? And again, for those of you queuing in now, I see some crank callers on the line. Okay, and I'm going to let you know right now. I'm going to patch you through if you press the number one. But if I hear one N-word, you know, like you did, and you dub my voice and you edit my voice, I'm going to hang up on you within a matter of seconds, and we're going to carry on without even discussing what you just did. I'm giving you the time right now. I'm giving you the credit right now. After this, we're not going to talk about you anymore. Okay? So Rudy Orr, Captain Kangaroo, TRS, the Black Racist Program on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio threatens to kick me off Blog Talk Radio, but they allow TRS to perpetrate threats, tell people to commit suicide, actually perpetrate murders, actually tell people to kill people. But Blog Talk allows them to be on the radio, but me, they're going to send me an email and tell me I need to refrain from my radio show because I'm harassing people, okay? So, again, Blog Talk Radio, I welcome you to ban me from Blog Talk Radio. Give me something else to do on Sundays and Thursdays, and trust me, it might make me a little bit of money, too. So, Blog Talk Radio, you need to check yourself. And I pay for a service here, and I'm using it, and I'm going to do what I got to do to bring the information out to people and the truth. So anyway, area code 302, I'm going to give you about 10 minutes. Welcome to the program, as always, and the floor will be yours for about 10 minutes. And then, Dr. Ventura, I want you to make comments on what this gentleman has to say, and there will be no debate. We're not debating here tonight. I just want people to have a discussion. So area code 302, welcome back to the program. How you doing?
All right. Much love, much respect to you, Joe, and all your guests and listeners. There's a method to the madness, and I have to shake you up before I wake you up. I'm not responsible for what you think, your opinion, your feelings, or your beliefs. I'm only responsible for what you know. And that way, I know that I'm in harmony from the cradle to the grave to end the cycle of kill or be killed, the Genesis, and bring us fast forward to the revolutionary revelation of live and let live in one love through the bloodless revolution, and never uttered by any human being on the planet Earth. And it don't matter whether you like me or you hate me. That's not the deal. The deal is, what do you really want to see? for your future generations, no matter whether you're black, brown, red, yellow, and white, old, young, gay, straight, alike. There will be no separation until the people take control. And that is the supreme law of this land called the common law court. And I'll save most of what I have to say for Thursday because I have some powerful information that I won't delve here, but I will bring it based on what you two guys were discussing right there. Let me say this, that there's no one that can demonstrate some beneficence. There will be no penitence. Words, actions, and deeds. All words, I love you. Actions, deeds, follow that love. I know that we are at the right place at the right time in the right season for the right reason. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing that can stop something whose time has come. So I want everybody to lay a map of the whole world out right now. There are 205 nations on the planet Earth. 0.1% of black people live in this country, United States of America. Then you add the whole of the people, it's 5% of all the other nations. This is like the gigantic melting pot, the United Nations of the nations, the League of Nations. The United Nations is here in the United States of America, all under this guise of democracy, Republican, Democrat, or whatever you want to call it, the most evil regime that ever existed on the planet Earth, without a doubt. Now, that will
I agree with that, actually. But go ahead, sir.
That will stick some feathers where we pledge allegiance to the red, white, and blue God and country. God bless America. Now we go back to the war of the first one, the Revolutionary War, between your mother, England. Now you're the daughter. Union of South Africa is the granddaughter. And this creation of 1948, this settler state in North Africa called Israel, that's the great-granddaughter, the four horsemen of the world's apocalypse. Now, my question to you, anyone who say, well, look, we've got to go over there and get the red Chinese. Remember the weekly readers and the newsreels they used to send the mothers and fathers, the grandmothers, grandfathers, the great-grandmothers, the great-grandfathers to the auditorium once a week to hear about how bad the red Chinese, how bad the bear is. When you look
Five minutes, brother.
When you look at it now, you've upgraded in this war on terrorism and a war on drugs, which is an ideological war. Has nothing to do with armed, mechanized military, Black Hawk helicopters, submarines, stealth bombers. Has nothing to do with that. A war on drugs and a war on terrorism is against people. Open-ended. Has no end. So when you look at China, can field 200 million soldiers at the drop of a hat, 100 million to protect the mainland, 100 million that can saturate throughout any place on the planet, and they can shoot stuff anywhere they want. I find it hard to believe that America is the most powerful nation on the planet Earth, myself. And then when you look at Russia, the bear that never put slavery, oppression, exploitation inside of the African, Latin American continent, and Russia has always been a part of the liberation struggle of many nations. Remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? Remember, you know, Castro and all that? Yeah. I know you remember. Now, all of a sudden, we got this guy in North Korea, right? There's North and South Korea, North and South Vietnam. I wonder who divided North and South in America, right? The same people who did North and South Korea, North and South, So looking at it fast forward, you're looking at now you got Syria, Iraq, Iran, Libya, and all these places in not a cold war, but a hot war. Everything that's coming now is going to be lethally hot. And let me remind you that there's only one nation that dropped not one, but two of the most lethal devices on men, women, and children, and old folks. And to this day, we didn't do nothing wrong. I'll tell you this. I said no one will get no penitence, and this is no way to demonstrate no beneficence. So anybody can bring me the Bible, Torah, and the Quran. You can be a Hebrew, Israelite, Moor, Muslim, or Christian. You are the most deadliest killers ever existed on the planet. God and country. God and country. I want to know this. To anybody who's claiming this, how many people think they're right? I know that you're all wrong. Because live and let live in one love is the final analysis. So, you know, I just really wanted to put that out there on the table because everybody's trying to choose sides and say, well, here's a dictator, here's a tyrant.
2 minutes, here's two minutes, my friend, 2 minutes.
Yes, sir. Here's a brutal killer. Here's some terrible people. But I know that when you look at the FCC, radio and TV, and the social media of the corporations and foreign governments, you're not getting no truth at all. You're getting a fabricated, orchestrated, activated, and perpetrated event that's being put forth just as the ruling class would like to have it. Has nothing to do with the people at all, except the sheeple. That's who they are. Just going along to say, look, I need $10,000 for college. I got to get the GI Bill because I don't have the coal mines. I don't have the industrial revolution going on. And if you look up under all your products, your mothers and fathers and grandmothers and great-grandfathers fought in all these wars of the Asian Economic Pacific Corporation. And then you go look up everything up under your products. Everything is made where your grandmothers and grandfathers went, slaughtered and killed. All lived World War One, World War Two. Now everything is made in the Asian Economic Pacific Corporation. Nothing is made in America except terror, death. So the final analysis is that everyone's in the valley of decision. It ain't about black versus white, it's wrong versus right. This is wrong, wrong, wrong to go forward lying, stealing, killing, raping, and just invading like no other nation that ever existed on the planet Earth. And nobody can point all the other nations together and see what nations went to on a tirade of jump out home invasions and nation invasions, you know, like the United States of America. So you got to be honest with yourselves, people, because you're in a valley of decision and the whole world is watching. And this is not going to be no cakewalk as you go forward from here, because people have said the emperor has no clothes. So I'm going to rest her case right there. And I won't respond to anyone who responds to me. Because, like I say, I don't debate. I lay out the truth, the whole truth, number two.
Well, yeah, no, that's okay. That's okay. Thank you. I want to leave you on the panel. Yeah, you're right. And we're not going to do debate nonsense on this program. You're right. Debating, it's going to get us nowhere. It's I'm right, you're wrong nonsense. But we can all talk. So stay on the panel. Of course, I'll bring you back on if time permits us. But, you know, because I want to let everyone have their say. It doesn't matter who you are, what group you're from, you know, as long as you're respectful and you were, and you always have been on this program, and you know I always welcome your comments. But Dr. Ventura, you heard what this gentleman had to say, and we're not debating here, but, you know, people have differences of opinions. He's absolutely correct, though, because there are a lot of people in this world who are sick and tired of the system. The system that is not working. I mean, whether or not it's true or not, these children were gassed over in Syria. We watched babies die on national TV, foaming from the mouth. Whether it's true or not, I do not know, because we all know most things today is a lie. It's a big, fat lie, you know, and maybe other people here who I've spoken to earlier today can comment on that and tell us why it may be a lie. And you know who I'm talking to here. I'm not going to mention any names, but you could press the number one and give your opinion on why it's so difficult to believe what we see on TV or listen to on the radio. And this is the New World Order. And biblically, you know, I know, Dr. Venturi, you're going to throw biblical facts at us, and you're right. Prophecy is being foretold right before our very eyes. Now, I kind of do agree with Dr. Ventura, but in the same way I agree with my friend here, common law. We need to get back to common law. Common law is common sense, for God's sake. You know, let me use just one before I bring you back on, Dr. Ventura. You know, if somebody's driving down the highway at 110 miles an hour and he kills three people that he smashes into, what common sense would tell you he's guilty of the crime of killing those people. But yet, we got to go to the kangaroo court system. Okay, he's got to get a bail bondsman. He's got to hire a lawyer. We got to have a prosecutor. We got to have a black robed priest sitting on the bench. And we got to go to court 28 times and we got to have a $100,000 bond on the guy. And 3 years later, oh, he's guilty, so we're going to sentence him to 5 years in jail. It's a game. It's all a big fat lie. Common law, common sense. We need to get back to it, man. And we as a people are so sophisticated today and sensible and knowledgeable, but yet we're working half-ass backwards, excuse my language. And to Syria, do we really know what's going on in Syria, Dr. Ventura? Do we really? You said you sat with veterans who've come back from these parts of the world. Very interesting. Very interesting, because that is testimony. That's testimony. If you were there and you're giving us testimony of people who were there, that's very interesting. That's the truth. Because we can only go on testimony of what the next man says. It's just like this gentleman who was just on. If he was there, he saw it, he comes on this program and tells it. That's the truth. We got to go by what that gentleman says. Does he have a motive or a plan or an agenda? I don't think so. And I don't think any people you were at in Coronado, California this weekend had an agenda. They were you had a round table. So, Dr. Ventura, back to you and start off wherever you want. Go ahead.
Okay. So, no one's offered the solution to it anyway. But, you know, my thing is back to the jungle, back to the Bible or back to the jungle. It's as simple as that. That's the commentary on the whole commentary. Thank you.
Okay, so where do we go from here, Dr. Ventura, in your opinion? The gentleman just told us we need to get back to common law. In your opinion, what do we got to get back to? I mean, how are we going to, you know, we're analyzing the problems of the world here right now, and it may be out of our hands. You know, there must be a higher power out there that can solve these problems. Can man solve these problems? Likely not. Because man, so far, has done what? Destroy everything he's put his hands on. You know, I mean, anything man has gotten involved in, we've killed each other. We're destroying each other. The gentleman just said the Red Army there, Korea. You know, we're talking about Korea. He's right. But yet, we have a madman who is a dictator over there. Is it our job to go over there and kill this guy? I mean, what do we do? What is the solution here, Dr. Ventura? You're a pastor of a church. You're a theologian. You have a doctorate in theology. You studied this. You know history. You know the world. What the hell do we do? How do we live day to day, even here in America, or view the world? What is the freaking answer? What do we do? What is the equation? What is the answer? You know, 2 + 2 = 4. We got the answer. So what is the answer here? Man is killing man. We're heading towards World War III. What is the conclusion? What's going to happen? You know, I mean, what is the final outcome, in your opinion, as an educated man on earth here today? What's your opinion?
Well, the outcome is total destruction. That's the outcome. Man, as you said, has destroyed everything from the beginning. The Bible is full of blood from the beginning of the murder to over billions dying in the end. I mean, that's just man's course. That's what happens when man gets outside of God. And to say that religion, well, religions are bad. No, religion isn't bad. Perversion of religion is bad. There are religions that have perverted the truth, because there are many Christian people who call themselves Christians who use the name of Christianity to conquer, just like the Moors did the Muslims and Allah and all that stuff. And so true Christianity is, it's either back to the Bible or back to the jungle. But the prophecies are written. Man's going to destroy himself. Everything man said, he hasn't solved the disease, always cured a few. He hasn't found eternal life unless he's found Christ. And all the things that science is taught and all these twistings and turns all comes out to the same end. It ends with destruction. It's not evolution, it's devolution. And all this idea, let's all get along and hands off. Well, listen, the problem is communism. Take that for instance. Well, we'll all pool our money together. and we'll all just treat each other good. Well, you know what happened. Obviously, human nature. Somebody desires more than what they have. And so what happened to communism? Well, communism is a failure because of that, because of human nature. Somebody always wants more. And we as a nation have to protect ourselves from those people, not only in the world at the moment, who would destroy us. There are people who would destroy this nation and the people and enforce their laws, and not Americanized laws, but laws of Sharia. And there are people in this country who are trying to do that. And there are enemies that don't have tanks.
Well, that's a good question, Dr. Ventura.
Excuse me.
Dr. Ventura, I'll let you finish, but I got an important question when you're done. And that's to the gentleman with the area code 302. I really want to ask him an important question, but go ahead, carry on, please. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If we are a nation, we don't have a wall around our nation. This nation, there are things going on to protect this nation that you have no concept on. I'm not at liberty to have those discussions myself, nor am I privy to much of it. But I do know that. And I know that we have to, if we're looking as a nation to our future, this all will just get along. Everybody let everybody love one another, and we'll just get along. It's going to be okay. You tolerate this, and I'll tolerate that. And I want liberty. I want liberty. Well, liberty is the freedom to do what's right, morally right. That's what liberty is. And if you think you'll sit back in this nation and do nothing and take your hands off the rest of the world and we'll all just run around here with flowers in the end of our rifles, you're dreaming. There are people out there that want your nation. There are people that want your wealth. There are people that want your land, and they don't care whether you live or die. They want what you have, whether it's through jealousy, whether it's through envy, or whether it's through religion. So wake up, America. Don't give me this, I'm going to put a flower in my gun and everything's going to be all right. It's not going to be all right, because human nature has taught us from the very beginning of time, Abel and Cain, that man will shed blood to achieve what he wants. And so we must protect ourselves as a nation from rogues like this guy in North Korea. He's a rogue. He's building a weapon. He's unpredictable. He's not stable. And he might get a weapon that may make it our distance. And we have alliances as nations. We use other countries, and other countries use us, not only for military support, economical support. And so a contract is a contract. So we must stand together, yes, but we must pray. And look what happened to our nation. We prayed. The state of California was in a drought for 7 years while Obama was in. And when Obama got out of nation, out of the office, and men and women had come together in the end to pray and ask God to heal their land and to give us a leader who would lead our country, you know what happened? We're out of a drought out here. God is healing our land. God has heard the prayers. This is the only country in the world that chose God. Israel was chosen by God. The United States of America chose God. We're the only nation in the world that chose God to lead us. Your question, brother?
Well, Dr. Ventura, and I'm like, as we're speaking, people don't understand. I'm speaking to other radio shows, and I'm going to call another radio show live here in a minute. And I'm speaking to people, and they're asking questions, and I'm telling them when to call in. And people, all the new callers, listen. You want to join in this conversation, you're more than welcome. I don't screen callers. So if you press the number one, you're not going to hear me say, what do you want to talk about? What's your name? Where are you calling from? No, I don't do that. We're 100% live on this program. You press the number one, I get you on. That's the way it works. I'm not like other blog talk phonies out there. Okay, I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not going to hang up on you. Of course, if you call in and call me, blah, 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 and act like an idiot, of course I'm going to hang up on you. Come on. Common sense, common law. But my question to the gentleman, area code 302, I kind of forgot it here. You kind of answered it in a way, Dr. Ventura, but I want to bring area code 302. I want to ask him a question. I want to give him 5 minutes to answer this question, and then I want to call another radio program and try to bring them in here. And if everyone's got time to remain on the line, unless we get some new callers. But area code 302, yes, common law, common sense. But area code 302, my friend, what do we do about Iran? Iran believes You know, listen, these people get a nuclear weapon. They believe that if they kill everyone on Earth, they're going to heaven. This is the belief of these people. And it is a religious belief. This Sharia law, all this Sunni, and all this ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they believe that they go to heaven when they kill people like myself and you, even, matter of fact. They believe you're an infidel. And how do we deal with that? We can't say, hey, can we just shake hands and make everything okay? But, I mean, what's your opinion on that? How do we deal as men and women on Earth today? How do we handle that, in your opinion, sir?
I don't have an opinion, a thought, a feeling, or belief. I'm going to tell you what I know. And I don't like liars. I despise a lie, because my grandmother told me, if you lie, you steal. If you steal, you will kill.
Amen. Amen.
I know. Right now, I live in the United States of America because of the media.
I use that term many times too. United Snakes of America. I like it, actually.
Okay.
So
well, actually, I'm a mongoose, a badger, and a wolverine. In order to cut the toxic venom of a viper and a snake, bite off its head and consume its tail.
Chop off the head. Yep.
Now, I'm telling you, if y'all lay the map of the world out, I know according to your foreign government and foreign corporate media, you're not under the common law court, the supreme law of this land. I'm going to bring up Thursday about the Constitution and the violations of the Constitution by everyone who's almost at the pulpit, podium, telephones, and microphones. Everyone. And I will bar none, save none. You have to look at the boogeyman, the bad guy. And it's one thing that America needs to keep going forward in her invasion, jump outs, home invasions, nation invasions, carjacking, nation jacking. America has to keep a boogeyman in the eyes of the American people, just as you talk about employment. America's not here to employ everybody in America. America's here to employ only who she needs. Because remember, full employment was slavery, sanctioned by the Constitution and the government. It wasn't until a pay scale was added that all of a sudden now people can just be told anything and look, well, you need this job, don't you? Yeah, well, go do what you told. So now you got hitmen, you got Terminators, you got three marksmen.
2 minutes, two minutes, my friend.
And you don't have no ethics and morals. You can put, I don't care what book you use. We must turn the page and close the books of the dead, because that's exactly and precisely what they are. They're bringing you to the doom and gloom prophecy. The whole world is a stage. Hollywood is writing a story on how we get out of this, right? But they're using kill, lie, steal, and kill. Everybody's with us. Most of them still with us. Well, we still got the majority with us. It's the same scenario. So, again, you can tell me about this guy got chemical weapons. You can tell me this guy got this, but you use fuel, air, fertilizer. I can name you Thursday. Again, I'm going to tell you some of the stuff that y'all using. And you act like the emperor got good Botany 500 suit on. You know, y'all got ethics and morals. But again, you can't have no demonstration of no beneficence and kindness with this when you know that germ biological chemical warfare. You want me to talk to the American people about germ, biological, and chemical warfare? You don't really want to have a discussion about germ, biological, chemical warfare. Well, this dictator, if he get a weapon, they're going to kill us. Then the Iranians say, well, look, they're going to kill all of us. Wow, man. I mean, are you going to test the lie? Are you going to continue to test the lie and tell the American people that, or even tell the world, you got Iranians here, you got Syrians here, you got Libyans here, you got Iraqis here, and I don't see all this that y'all see. I know I hear what y'all saying, but your actions speak so loud, I can barely hear words you're saying. I see a lot of us jumping on missiles, aircraft carriers, submarines, Black Hawk helicopters going all over the world, you know, in God and country, creating thunder and lightning and reducing their population, and then telling us, look, we've got to do this because we got to make a democracy over there. Oh, come on, man. Look, we don't have time for all these double talk and all these games. And I haven't known a policeman or a person in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines that fought for me and the people to have freedom, justice, and independence, and what we would call equal protection under the law. We're led by a handful of tyrants. And if you don't like it, that's tough. But if you don't think you're led by a handful of tyrants, keep going forward with this relationship, and you're going to see something unfold right before your eyes, that every embassy across this country and the world under the American flag will be under the most vicious attack that you've ever seen. What are you going to do about that? I'm here to avert that. I'm here to avert that. Some of y'all want to go forward. Let's go get the bad guy. But until you look in the mirror and see that the bad guy is within, you don't understand what I'm saying. So, again, I'm not responsible for what you feel, think, believe in your opinion. I'm only responsible for what you know. If you don't want to know, that's okay.
You're absolutely correct. The United States does need to look into the mirror because there is a lot of false flags. And we can go about that. I mean, my opening here. We all know 9/11 was an inside job. We know they blew up the towers. We know that. There's no two jet planes that brought down the two towers, okay? 9/11 was an inside job. And I open up with that all the time. And we're waking people up to understand that. And I want other callers here, you know, to cue in on this. Do you believe that our government was capable of bringing down the Twin Towers? Do you believe that? Do you know about the Twin Towers and why they were brought down? What this gentleman is saying is correct in a way. I do agree with him. Basically, a lot of what he does say. Some of the things I don't, but hey, that's what, hey, listen, that's life. All of us aren't going to agree 100% of the time. It's not going to happen. But what I'm trying to say is, all right, I want to bring on another caller here, Bit Banker from Meriden, Connecticut. And Bit Banker, go ahead, comment on tonight's program. Go ahead.
There's so much to comment on. How could you possibly comment on it all? But the World
yeah,
Trade
we
Center,
did open Pandora's yeah. box tonight. We did.
but the World Trade Center, you know, so supposedly we all saw the plane fly right through the building and come out the other side. You know, those buildings were built specifically to withstand an aircraft attack. And, you know, they're going to say, well, the fuel melted the metal. That's not true. You know, our iron melts at 3,300 degrees or something. And kerosene burns at, like, 1,400, 1,500 degrees. As a matter of fact, you got a kerosene heater in your house, and you know what? You light it in the wintertime, and you know what? It don't melt. You know what? So the kerosene didn't melt it. So having said all that, you know, maybe the planes did bring down the buildings. But why did the other five buildings come down then? Because they weren't even hit by a plane. But, you know, we don't know about those five, or they don't talk about those. So, yeah, something's wrong with the whole scenario. You know, and what were you talking about before? You were talking about Syria. You see on the news all these attacks that used to happen every 5 weeks or 6 weeks or whatever. You'd have these mass attacks. You see the paramedics running down the highway with mannequins on the stretcher. Actual mannequins. You go back and look at the pictures running down the highway to the ambulance. It's an actual mannequin. And you know, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? And, of course, we don't want to talk about the one in Connecticut, because as soon as you start talking about the one in Connecticut, they come and arrest you because they don't even want you talking about it. So,
what do you mean the one in Connecticut? What are you talking about, Sandy Hook, the school shooting?
Well, everybody else called it Sandy Hoax. I don't know. You know, I don't even want to go down that road, because you know what? It isn't worth going down, because you're not going to win. And it's just like Syria. You know, supposedly Trump called Putin an hour before the attacks and told him what was going down. Then how the heck did Hillary Clinton know about it hours before that? Because she did.
5 hours. Yeah, five hours. Hillary Clinton commented on the text 5 hours. Hillary Clinton. What the hell is she got? Why is Hillary Clinton involved with these attacks? You're absolutely correct. Go on.
So what does that tell you? Everybody knows except for Putin or Trump? You know, there's something wrong with the whole picture. And I think it's a bigger agenda. You commented on getting arrested, going to court 24 times or whatever, $100,000 bond. Right, that's our system, because everybody is making a buck off of it. They're trading your bond on Wall Street. They're trading your incarceration on Wall Street. They're trading your meals you're receiving while you're incarcerated on Wall Street. They're trading everything on Wall Street, and everyone's making a buck except for you. And now we got these politicians that work for $190,000 a year. How the hell do they come up with a $250 million a year income? I keep saying this, but nobody gives me the answer. Where do they come up with all this cash to live happily ever after? Obama buys a $125 million or whatever house in Washington, and now he's living in Tahiti? Well, where do they come up with this kind of cash to go on forever and perpetual, you know, on these kind of salaries? It's the only people who are losing is us. That's where it has to start. It has to start with them. You know, Hillary's still out. She's not on bonds. She hasn't even been arrested. She hasn't been brought up on charges. There's something wrong with the whole system. But that's all I got to say coming on tonight's show. I'm just sitting here trying to relax. I've had a busy day. I'm tired. I'm sore. And if it wasn't for Columbo coming on tonight, I'd go to bed after the show.
All right. Thank you very much, Meriden, Connecticut. Thank you. We're down here in Greensboro, North Carolina. Thank you very much. I'll mute you. All right. Thank you. He's absolutely correct. Why would a presidential candidate or a United States senator, okay, spend $10 million to get a job that only pays $150,000 a year? Why? Why? Because we're all been bamboozled. Just like Area Code 302 says, we are all evil and we need to wake up and knock it off. Knock it off, folks. It's a game. You've been lied to since day one. You've been lied to. It's a game. And Dr. Peter Ventura, I honestly believe that religion in itself, the Catholic Church, is the Buddhists, the Hindus, all of them, the Mormons, the Jehovah Witnesses, are at the bottom of the barrel of crime. They're at the bottom of the barrel, and it's because and the Muslims too. They're all at the bottom of the barrel of this criminal element that is destroying us as a people. And we need to wake up, because I believe the New World Order is going to be a one world order. There will be. You can't deny that. I play my introduction all the time on this program and try to prove to you people that the New World Order is a plan. It's a big idea. Like George Bush said, you know, we had to get Saddam Hussein. It's a big idea. The Middle East, and that's where it's centralized. Where does this play out prophetically? And how do we believe in one faith? Because there are so many different religions and faiths out there. Obviously, we all need to believe in something. We all got to believe in something and fight for something. That's man's way. And there obviously is, like you say, Dr. Ventura, which I agree with you 100%, there's a positive and there's a negative, okay? There's a positive and there's a negative. There's a right and there's a wrong. We all can respect that, can't we? I mean, surely, no matter what our opinions are or what we believe, there has to be a right and a wrong. I mean, there's no in-between. It's not we're all going to just get along. There's, you know, and Dr. Ventura, before I bring Area Code 302 back on, like I said, this isn't a debate. It's a talk. It's a discussion. And I thank the last caller. And if there's any other callers, press the number one, and you will get on. I promise. I promise you, and it doesn't matter what you say or what you believe, right? You will not be mocked on this show. You will not be hung up on. You will get your say. Everyone is welcome, always, on this program. Dr. Ventura, I want to give you 3 or 4 minutes before I get back to 302, unless I get some new callers here. And I really want some questions for the gentleman that I want people out there to ask the gentleman, area code 302. I want you to ask him some questions. I want you to ask Dr. Ventura some questions if he can, because we've got a lot of callers on the line. Don't be afraid. Nobody's going to hang up on you, I promise. This is what this show is about, understanding the times in which we live in. And it doesn't matter if you're black, white, whatever. Just like the gentleman said last week, I get more time on your show than I do my black brothers. Well, you want to know why? Because it doesn't matter if you're black, white, whatever. We need to understand the times in which we live in today. And if we don't, we're going to be screwed over. So anyway, Dr. Ventura, go ahead. Comment on what you just heard, and we'll carry on from there. Go ahead.
Well, I think that your statement about Catholicism, well, that's, you know, nothing more than a mystery religion of Babylon revealed or concealed. So that's, you know, to call it a Christian organization or religion, you know, people just don't have a concept. John the Apostle saw the church, saw the blood on its hands, Mystery Babylon, Revelations, and he marveled because he couldn't believe it. So he marveled not because it was a wonderful thing, but because he was so shocked to find the blood of so many people and martyrs and the roots and of their business in the world.
You're talking about the history. You're talking about the history of the Catholic Church, the blood that is on the Catholic Church, yes. But Dr. Ventura, I understand we have to learn from history to understand what's going to happen tomorrow. And when we understand what's going to happen tomorrow, we can live today in peace. I understand that, and I get that. But at the same time, Dr. Ventura, what's going to happen tomorrow, prophetically, in your opinion, as a pastor and a theologian? What do you think? Where are we? I know you can't predict the end of the world. No man can. But what, in your opinion, as you see world events happening, and they're happening prophetically, I must admit, the Bible is actually predicting what's happening today. Moscow, Magog, Gog is coming down from the north, the Red Army. It's happening. Is man making this happen because it is written? That's an interesting question. But Dr. Ventura, go ahead, comment on what the prophecy and the events that are happening before us today. And where does the United States stay? I want to give you 5 minutes, and then I'm going to go to 302. Go ahead.
Where you're asking me, I'm not quite sure what you're saying here.
What I'm trying to ask you is, biblically and prophetically, where do we stand today, and what does the Bible prophesize where we're going tomorrow? And we're watching really magnifying times happen. Listen, the weather. We have tripled the tornadoes in the United States. We have earthquakes in diverse places. We have things going on around the world that man cannot explain. And this is all prophesied in the Bible, according to you and according to the Bible, the King James Bible. So what's our next step here as mankind? Can we have an awakening to change this? Or are we just doomed as mankind and there's going to be a rapture? And what is our timeline? I know you can't give the day, like I said previously, you can't give the day, the time. But what, in your opinion, as a pastor and an expert in theology, and I want callers to ask questions before I get to area code 302 to comment again, but I want to give you 5 minutes to comment on that. Can you do that, Dr. Ventura?
Well, I can. I don't think I need a whole 5 minutes, but my time's kind of limited today.
Take as long as you like, but I kind of like to keep it within
but,
5 minutes.
Well,
take
I mean,
as long as you like. Go ahead.
I'm not going to. Yeah, I'm not going to go. I have my own church. I have to, I'm preparing for a service. But I would say this. Biblically, where we're at is we're prior to the rapture. We're where Matthew 24 is about to begin. And in history. The history is already written. The Bible is not just a religious book. It's a history book. And it's the history of mankind. So if you want to know how it ends, go to the beginning. Because it ends the same way it started. In the beginning, God, and that's how it ends. As far as to say, is there a magic bullet here that we're going to throw out, or a single prayer that we could all pray that, well, God says if we pray, he'd heal his land. But prophecy must be fulfilled. There's nothing that you and I or any listener or anybody in the world could do to change the coming prophecy or the fulfillment of prophecy. Nobody could have stopped John the Baptist coming when John the Baptist came. It was prophesied in the book of Isaiah, and certainly he showed up. And Moses spoke of Jesus Christ coming, the prophet coming that would, and who's not Muhammad, it's Jesus, because it was like him. And Moses was able to do miracles, and Moses was a Jew. Okay, so we talk about these things, and this occupation that I heard really irks me because somebody doesn't know history, and when they don't know history and they make a mistake so large, it's shocking, and then it makes me wonder why I'm even listening to this guy, see, because Israel is not an occupying force. Israel, the land of Palestine, that's what it was, the land of Palestine. It was never the country of Palestine. 25 kings ruled over that territory. The Jebusites were in Jerusalem. Israel, that's the nation of Israel, not Palestine. Arafat was an Arab and married a Roman Catholic. He was an Egyptian. He wasn't even a Palestinian, and he was a leader of the Palestinian organization. Israel was given their land. Just like the prophecy says in Matthew 24, Israel's represented as a fig tree in the Bible. And in the Bible, we see that Lord told us when you see the fig tree green, because remember, from 606 BC, the carrying away of Nebuchadnezzar, Israel did not exist until 1948. And every Islamic nation, you have to understand the history of the world. You have to understand that Ishmael, and you have to go back to look at Esau and Jacob. And Jacob got the blessing that Esau sold his birthright, and the Arabs have been offended ever since. And that's the cause of this fight. That's the religious aspect of that fight. It's between Esau and Jacob. And so the prophecy said Ishmael, who's the father of the Muslims, Ishmael would be a wild man, his hands against every man, and every man's hand is against his. Therefore, what you have is fulfilling of the biblical prophecy. Look at the Middle East. His hands against every man's hands against his. And that's the way it's going to be to the end, because that's how it's
prophesied. 2.5 minutes, Dr. Ventura, 2.5 minutes.
Okay. So my answer to you is, as a Christian pastor, I teach my church, the sheep that God has entrusted me with, to love one another, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it's an eternal. This we're looking too much to the immediate. We forget that there's an eternity ahead. When you go to the graveyard and there's two dates, the day you were born and the date you died, there's that little dash is your life. And I assure you, you're going to be dead a lot longer than you lived. So you need to know where you're going for all eternity. The answer is we pray for our country, we pray for peace. But the truth is, there is no peace till the Prince of Peace comes back. And Europe has been, and that area has killed millions and millions and millions of people since the beginning of time. So I suggest that if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, today's a good day to find him. It's your program, Joe. I have to go. I want to thank the listening audience.
Thanks, Dr. Ventura. Thank you. Thank you for. I know you spent longer than you said you were, but we had a good discussion tonight. This is what it's all about, folks.
Yes.
Professional. We were very professional tonight. Very knowledgeable. Yes. Dr. Ventura, thank you.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Dr. Ventura. All right.
Yes.
If you have to go, I understand.
You're welcome.
Go ahead.
You
got anything? Got anything else you want to say, real quick? Go ahead.
No, I want to thank you, brother, that's all, and for the opportunity, and I have to get down to my church. But God bless you, and thank you for the opportunity, and if you don't know Jesus Christ, as I said, today's a good day. He's not hiding from anybody. Many people have used religion to twist and turn. You get yourself a good King James Bible, 1611 authorized version, and you sit down and read it, and you'll have the truth. And once you know the truth, nobody will fool you. See, it doesn't matter what this president's doing. It doesn't matter whether China eats us alive with forks instead of guns. It doesn't matter whether North Korea bombs us or it doesn't. The bottom line is, what's your eternal salvation? Because there's a day coming when we're all got to answer to that. And we ought to know where we're going. And you and I are not going to stop the future from happening. But we can pray, and we could ask for God's guidance in these matters. It's prophesied. There will be a rapture. There will be an Armageddon. So if you want a way out of it, the best way is you better find the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Peter Venturi. He had his say tonight. Thank you very much. I'm going to get to area code 302 here. I'm going to give him 5 minutes. Thank you, Dr. Peter Venturi. Any new callers, press the number one now before I get to my other guests here. Press the number one if you got a question. Need to do it now because we're going to start wrapping up the show. All right. Area code 302. Go ahead. You've got 5 minutes. Go ahead. Respond to Dr. Ventura or talk about whatever you want. Area code 302. Go ahead.
Let me say this. My name is not 302, MandelaCon. And that will show that we do have some beneficence, and we can demonstrate some kind of redress. Nelson Mandela or Louis Farrakhan could not free anybody. It's all within. My name means connector. I'm not a Hebrew Israelite, more Muslim Christian. I wouldn't even think of using books of the dead, the Bible, Torah, and Quran as a reference guide to bring people to freedom, justice, and total independence. And I know this, that I can wild out with the best of them, but I have to be a diplomat on behalf of the people's bloodless revolution. So I know that the more doctors we have, the sicker and sicker we get. And you know it too. So I'm not going to do a backhand slap. I'm talking about this guy, this, that guy. You know, I have a name, and I wear it proudly with words, actions, and deeds. I know this, that for those who won't say, if you return back to me, I will take back these plagues, but yet they can be a wizard of Armageddon and tell you about the doom and gloom and the end of time and such and such. But if you really believe what your book tell you to believe, you would look for a way out on earth as it is in the heavens. Because in the book it says Ethiopia will stretch forth her hands and rule the world once again. That's what that book says. I can prove it to you, and I don't read it, but it's there. My problem with anyone who claims that, you know, whether it's the Storefront Baptist Church or whether it's the Cardinal, the Bishop, the Pope, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I'm from Mother Goddess, the Creator, the Mother Universe, ladies first, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, Mother Indigenous America, Mother Africa. I am from the deity that created every man, black or white. And I don't care if you don't like it. I can prove what I'm saying. The problem I'm having with this Wizard of Armageddon discussion is that we got to go to war until we get rid of the bad guys. But yet, you're not even going to acknowledge the book that you keep bringing as a reference point. But if you return back to me, I will take back these plagues and heal the land. Then I'll go back in another little piece where it says we are before food, the Jews and Gentiles. That's black and white. They are all under sin. Their mouth is an open sepulcher, lying. Their feet are swift to shed blood. The way of peace they have not known. There is none righteous. No, not one. MandelaCon is not righteous until we get freedom and justice and total independence, according to your book. Your book tells you, nobody's right. You can't claim no righteousness until freedom, justice, and independence restored once again.
Two and a half minutes, friend.
So if that is not your orientation, your itinerary on working solutions, you know, talk real solutions, with that talk, there ain't no solution in that garbage. You talking about more civil war, more world war, more race war. The real solution is everybody got to notice that they are being had, bamboozled. led astray, run amok, as El Hazmi Malik El Shabazz says. Because here's what I know. Now, in the war on drugs, you're under the Constitution. In the war on drugs, it says that if any government apparatus takes anything of your property, they have to compensate you for what is taken. Now, isn't it clever that black and white people under this dichotomy of the war on drugs, you might work or hustle or get everything you can to get you a house, a boat, a motorcycle, or SUV, or whatever it is. But soon as the government under this guise of FBI, ICE, drug enforcement, and this such a criminal empire, as soon as they come in, all you done achieve, even if you work for most of it, is snatched away from you through asset forfeiture legality, not laws. They're not laws. I'll say it again. They're not laws. Asset forfeiture. Now, do y'all know that's a robbery without a gun by your federal government? But yet you want to talk about another nation when everyone in this country has to provide, basically, except those who are perpetrating the criminal empire on the people, you have to submit a urine sample, some hair sample, or maybe some feces or some saliva just
one
to qualify
minute,
for...
One minute, friend.
Just to qualify for some sustenance. Now, when you look at that, how dare you look outside this country for what's wrong with the rest of the world when everything is wrong from within? We are being led by a handful of tyrants, and we have a right and a duty to overturn this thing, because you keep saying, well, we love the Bible, we love the Constitution. But that's not true. You know you're lying. You know you're testifying. Because if you did, there's no way that we would be going through what we're going through inside this country. And there's no way that we would be the worst invader of all the other nations on the planet Earth. There's no way. I mean, I know I'm not Helen Keller, Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, and Jose Feliciano. But I know you claim that you can see. But you see what you actually participating in all of our names on all of our watch, and yet you're going to keep going on like
30 seconds, 30 seconds, friend.
Like an ostrich with his head in the sand and saying, onward, onward, Christian soldiers. Soldiers die, generals retire. I'm a general. Soldiers die and kill, generals retire. So you're in a valley of decision, and this time you have to be right. But if you don't come to the mic and say, with the Bible, that look, I'm going to take back the plagues and turn back from the lies, then you're lying. And I'm going to expose your ass. I don't care who you are, black or white, a Roman Catholic church or a storefront Baptist church. Don't run to the pulpit around me and tell the people that you're with this guy. God and Jesus is the one you're with, and you're waiting on him, while at the same time, you get off your knees and go kill, lie, and steal from all the people. No, no, no. We can't have it both ways. So, you know, Thursday, I look forward to bringing forth what everybody needs, and that will open up Pandora's Box and break the Da Vinci Code as it relates to living that live in one love. That's the reality of the common law court, the supreme law of this land. And none of you know about the common law court. That's the real law. But, of course, y'all want to go with these other things. But that's okay. Everything is winding up. So, yeah. All right, Joe. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Hey, I gave you a little extra time there, you know, out of respect. Yeah, Thursday, you're welcome to come in. I'll give you 10, 15 minutes to speak again. You got a voice on this program, and you're a regular guest. You got knowledge. I appreciate you. I've got a lot of people here who emailed me. They like what you say. Some people do disagree, but hey, you know, you get a voice in this program. I like what you said, though, last week. You said, hey, you know what? A lot of people don't even give me this much time to speak. And you know what? I do. Remember that. And I give everyone a voice. So,
Joe, let me just point that out for a minute because it's very, very important.
Go ahead, sir.
From the last 8 years to the next 8 years, it's been painted into black versus white. And when it comes to medium and communication, we're supposed to let information flow freely. And what I notice in black so-called talk, because I have over 10,000 in our dossier, we got 100 in our registry, and I use 10 of them exclusively. And what happens in the black ones, most of them work for Uncle Sam as well. Many of them are cops.
Amen. Amen.
Many of our veterans, uncover killers, school teachers, prison guards, and they have to keep that that Pledge of Allegiance going. And they are against
they gotta
the
keep
red
the control.
Black and
they got to keep that control going. That control.
And they have
right?
to be against the red, black, and green and the People's Revolution for sure. So they will fight harder to make sure that the information does not come out so that they can keep the monopoly, corruption, and greed that they've been paid for. So I understand why they do it. But the bottom line is that they are worse than the Ku Klux Klan. As a matter of fact, I have given them a special label.
That's right.
Black
that's
Klan.
Right.
And that's the truth. They are the Black Klux Klan, worse than any Ku Klux Klan. I'm not worried about no Ku Klux Klan. Seriously. I'm not even worried about no racism. That's not the issue. The issue is lying, stealing, killing, and rape and pillaging and plundering of the women and children. And the women were never supposed to be separated from Mother Earth. All women, black or white, was never supposed to be separated from the articles, assets, the precious resources of Mother Earth. The women were never supposed to be separated from it. But look at what we're
well, amen.
Now.
I want you, you know what? Hey, listen, sir, I want you to touch upon that on our next show. I'm going to give you 20 minutes on Thursday. And trust me, we've got about 45 people on the line listening. I've got about 10 on Facebook listening live. We're not on YouTube. We were on YouTube a few times, but lately we haven't been because my friend here hasn't had the time to program our YouTube channel. But, you know, so your voice is being heard. I've only got 8 minutes left, so I got to wrap this up. Thursday, folks, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You'll listen to this gentleman, my friend here again. And Dr. Ventura was a guest tonight, and I promise we talk about all issues, you know. And if you have something you want to share, if you've got a story or you want to get on here, or you want someone for me to call live on the show, I will do that for you. I swear, I've done that in the past. I've called governors. I've called congressmen. We've interviewed the Prime Minister of Canada on this program. So we're no joke. We're not a joke here. You know, it's up to you to take advantage of the platform. It's up to you to take advantage. And, sir, I want you to invite your friends. Bring them on. Bring them on. Even if they agree only with you, bring them on. Give them a voice. They got something to say? Bring them on. They are welcome. Everyone is welcome on this program. I want everyone to understand that. That's what this show is about. Listen. Freaking read the title, Understanding the Times in Which We Live In. It's not about me. Other blog talk shows won't give this last gentleman the time of day, okay? They won't give Dr. Peter Ventura the time of day. They'll invite him on, and you know what they'll do? Make fun of him, and they want to be heard. What they are is they're fake radio show hosts, like the Captain, like Raquel O'Clay. You know, they want to have their voices heard. You know what? I want to hear you. I want to listen to you. Listen, I'm paying $40 a month right now to have the 50 callers on this line right now out of my pocket, and I'm giving it to you. I'm giving you that chance, and I promote this show like crazy. I got over 2,000 Twitter followers. I've got about, 600 Facebook followers. I'm trying to get more, and we're on the podcast, and we've been on YouTube a few times. I want the word to get out, because you know what we're doing here? We're bringing good information out to the people. We've got to switch this like the last gentleman was basically talking about, this train of thought that we think. We've got to reverse it. We've got to think differently. Because these people are criminals. We got to stop obeying the system, and we need to start looking out for each other and start doing the right thing. Otherwise, we're doomed. We're doomed as a people.
Yeah.
And I'm sure everyone would agree with me on that. Look at what we're doing to each other. Bombing Syria. And the last gentleman that called in, we don't know that that's true, what really happened. I wasn't there. I know anyone on this call wasn't there, but yet we believe it and we buy into it. And what are we doing? We're hurting each other. For what reason? For what reason? Do we really know that's what really happened? No, we don't. We don't. And I don't care what you may think. You could say, I believe Fox News. I believe they are vipers. They are lying devils. That's what they are. They are the devil. And you don't even know it. They're the devil in disguise, tricking you into believing something that's not true. Okay? And that's what we're doing here on this show. We're trying to get to the truth. We're trying to understand things, believe the right thing. And we want everyone to have a voice. I don't care what color you are. I don't care if you're black, purple. I don't care if you're yellow. I don't care if you're queer. I don't give a crap. All right? That's what this show is about. We're here to listen to everybody. It doesn't mean we're all going to agree 100% of the time. The last caller here, I don't agree 100% what he says. But you know what? I agree how he brings his information forward. I agree with that. I do. And that's why I'm giving him a voice on this program. And that's important, folks. So anyway, I'm going to end the program. Unless someone wants to press 1, you got 4 minutes to contribute. If not, I'm going to hang up on you. All right? So press 1. And I know sometimes people do this to me. They'll press 1 at the last freaking minute. All right. And maybe not tonight. All right. That's fine. All right, everyone, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. Thursday, 6 p.m. Yeah. Eastern Standard Time, I will have a show. And everyone is welcome. And my friend, Area Code 302, bring some of your friends on. Maybe they could tell it better than you, okay?
Certainly.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. And they are welcome. They are welcome. I will not mute them, I promise. All right. Everyone is welcome on this program. All right. I'm going to wrap it up. Everyone go ahead and hang up now. I'm ending the show. All right. Good night, everybody. God bless. Take care of yourselves. Be safe. Do the right thing. And remember, try to always learn and do the right thing. God bless. Take care.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought.